Is the compensation phase one hearing for Frederick Bruno, ABC number 314000. The board members that are present in the hearing are the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Rittenhouse, the Honorable Ray Canonis, my name is David Gill. I'll be the hearing lead. Okay, Mr. Bruno is 40 years old, and he is serving a total of 5 concurrent sentences as follows. AO1 is theft. That was for 1.5 years, and it has expired. Charge AO2 is theft of means of transportation, which is a 4.5-year sentence. AO3 is burglary in the second degree, 11-year sentence, and it was considered a repetitive offense. AO4 is theft of a credit card, 2 years, and that is expired. And then charge AO5 is burglary in the second degree, which was a 7-year sentence. These sentences all began on April 13, 2016. Mr. Bruno is asking for a reduction of 3.5 years. His current CSD is July 1st, 2025, and if granted, his CSBD would be July 2nd, 2022. Mr. Bruno would like this reduction so that he can watch his child grow into adulthood and to work to help her with college expenses. He also feels he can work with an organization that helps teens become better law-abiding adults and help prevent them from doing the sort of things he did. Well, Mr. Bruno met a woman online, arranged to meet her in person and then stole her belongings. Investigations revealed that Mr. Bruno had done this to more than one woman. He has a very extensive criminal history with over 50 separate arrests. And that is for many more than the 53 crimes, mostly in California, and it began in 1987. There were all kinds of different crimes of theft and various things like that. He did admit to when he was arrested and questioned, he admitted to these crimes, and he said that in his commentation packet, he said that he did it because he was very selfish and thinking of no one but himself. Now, as far as the sentences goes, it's quite extensive as figuring this out. But for count one of theft, the presumptive was a year, and the max would be a year and a half, and he received the max. For count two of theft, the presumptive was 3.5 years, with a maximum of 7 years. He got a 4.5-year sentence, a little over presumptive, but not maximum. Count three, burglary, was a 6.5-year presumptive with a maximum of 13 years, and he got 11 years, which is kind of in between the two. Count four, theft of a credit card, is a 1.5-year presumptive. He got 2 years, but which is the max. And count five, burglary, with a 3.5-year presumptive, 7-year max, and he got a 7-year sentence. Now, those were all the individual sentencing guidelines. He received these sentences to be concurrent with each other, which means he had an 11-year sentence. If he had to do them consecutively as sentenced, he would have had 26 years. And if he would have received the presumptive has consecutive sentence, it would have been 16 years. Now, these should be only five charges out of many because the instant offense was he met the lady, had her put out of her jewelry and stuff in her purse because somebody else helped him eat her and he convinced her that that was a means of protecting her property, then he grabbed her purse and left. And that was basically what he did in several other cases. So he was not even convicted of all the crimes that he committed. Based on all of this, and his very extensive criminal history, I do not feel that the sentence of 11 years is total, is in a way excessive, and I would not be in favor of recommending forwarding to the governor for or forwarding to a phase two commutation hearing. But I know there's some discussion from my fellow board members. Mr. Canales.
I would just like to echo what you summarized. This is probably one of the worst criminal histories I've ever seen. And I do have some experience with repeat offenders. He's only 4 years old, and he's on a timeline to return to the community at age 46.
Thank you,
so again, I want to be excessive. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Any other comments?
Thank you.
Okay, so based on all the information that we have today in our discussion, I am going to move to in reference to Mr. Frederick Marino, agency number 314000, I'm going to move to not pass Mr. Marino forward to a comment at phase two commutation hearing at this time. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Agreed.
Agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Canales. And that will complete our hearing.